The issues at a very, very local level were put on the table, and I did get an opportunity to highlight the problems with the fleet and places like Kerrykeel and Milford and the new Milford Glenties area, where there are challenges, and there has been an immediate response to the situation in Milford, where there is going to be a new car going into Milford, and also there's going to be the deploying of a car into Kerrykeel. So that was a positive, but we've a long way to go. What we have to do is to respond to the dedication and the professionalism of the Garda Force in the county that have been hit through a series of cutbacks. And when, as the economy continues to go in the right direction, that it's important that the front line is protected as best we can.
But since those meetings, there have been more burglaries across the county, and there is this strategy, it seems, from Gardaí that, we're closing some rural stations and apparently getting more Gardaí out in the road. Do you believe that policy will continue going forward, or does it need to be reviewed, or is there an appetite from the Commissioner to see it reviewed?
I think the review has to be ongoing, and certainly the conversation has to continue, and no doubt there will be new members from Donegal County Council going on to the Community Policing Board, and certainly that will be one forum. Now also, I've had contact since the meeting with Commissioner Kieran Kenny, who has responsibility for the North West and the border region. We have to be very honest, we have to be very frank with respect to where the guards are at the moment in terms of numbers, in terms of the fleet being in the state that it's in, that if there is to be extra resources to be deployed, the North West has to be a region that has to get a serious examination and scrutiny, and especially along the border, where a lot of areas are quite vulnerable in terms of resourcing.